Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Take it away, Commissioner.
Any update on the timeline for dealing with Robert Kraft?
No.
Do you anticipate league discipline coming into play?
Again, I'm not going to speculate on the last part about discipline.
We've got to find a way to get...
You know, I think we've demonstrated before that we're going to do what's in the best medical interest of our players.
I got weed for everybody.
It is game six between the Sharks and the Blues.
Hey, it's Chris Long, former member of the St. Louis Rams.
They go and they film out practice.
And I got one thing to say. Let's go, Blues!
The Blues will go to the Stanley Cup Final and face off against the Boston Bruins.
That song sucks.
I'm not a crier, but I'm crying.
Right now. On Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, so we get it with Chris Long. We're going to get to him in a second because apparently he was doing something very naughty for all these years, and we just found out after he retired. He was smart to wait until he retired. But did you guys see that Jason Tatum is apparently a big, huge St. Louis Blues fan?
Yes.
It's not the smartest thing. Somebody over there in the Celtics office probably should have said to Jason, I understand it. You're from St. Louis. We get it.
I hate Jason Tatum.
It might not be the best thing to sit there and go at the Boston fans out there.
He probably won't be the flag guy.
I don't think he'd be the flag guy.
Be that guy.
He might be the flag guy in St. Louis.
Maybe. That would be rough.
That'd be really rough. But you know how it works. I get it. I understand. He grew up right there, and so he's into it. But you don't throw it in people's faces when you are, because you're working in another market now. You got to be careful.
I love L.A.
You got to be careful.
What are you going to do about it? Go Lakers. What are you going to do? I love the Dodgers. Suck it.
Yeah, but you didn't say that last year. You showed up at Dodger Stadium
with my hat
with
on,
a
my
Red
Dodger
Sox hat.
Hat.
You had a Red Sox hat.
Never.
I saw it. You're a liar.
You had your whole suitcase with you, okay? Don't talk to me.
You're a complete liar.
Where's my per diem?
So Chris Long has retired. And the commissioner came out today and kind of, can we find the commissioner first? Commissioner's talking about the marijuana situation in the NBA. And listen to this. This is really corporate get around BS. Here it is.
There are a lot of alternative pain medications and treatments. And those are the types of things that we want this committee to focus on with medical experts and with medical science behind that. Of course, they will look at one of those is what role medical marijuana can have in that. That's something that will be part of their studies, but it is much broader than that. And of course, the behavioral health is a different issue. We've long been focused on mental health, but this, I think, takes it to another level. I think we're the first league to establish both of these committees, or either one of these committees for that matter. And I think it's another evolution of the work we've been doing to support our players and to make sure that we're doing everything possible to deal with these issues in a way that's medically sound and with a great deal of science behind it.
All right, so what he's basically telling us is that we're holding this in our pocket because we know the players like smoking dope.
Yeah.
So we're going to hold it in our pocket.
Well, when you say it like that.
Right. And once we get to the new collective bargaining agreement, if they want something, we're going to sit here and we're going to hold it right up here because we're going to get something from you if we're going to give you this.
And you know what?
Right.
Is that the players will completely screw themselves financially to make weed legal.
Yes, they will.
They will give
those
them
are NFL
the
players.
Worst deal they possible are. For that's, that players union.
I'm sorry,
in
Christian.
Order to smoke weed.
That's what your brethren do.
So
that's
true.
What they do.
Nobody,
dopes.
Nobody is more critical of those guys than I am. Believe
dopes.
Me. And I say this, so, and I know we have the sound, but Jake Long talks about
Chris
making,
Long.
Chris Long talks about how it should be legal, and he actually even talks about how we got around the rules.
I think the testing is arbitrary. You know, the league knows damn well what they're doing. I mean, testing players once a year for street drugs is kind of silly because, you know, players know when the test is. We can stop. And then that month or two that you stop, you're going to reach for the sleeping pills. You're going to reach for the painkillers. You're going to reach for, you know, the bottle a little bit more. On the weekend, you're going to have a few more drinks, and a few turns into a few too many, and it's just not the same. And if you're serious about players not smoking, you know, you'd be testing more often. I hope they go the opposite direction and just kind of realize how arbitrary doing that one test a year is.
So he admitted he smoked when he was playing, but he was smart.
We're looking at allowing players to do it. Where are we headed?
Well, we should be headed to a place where we allow players to enjoy what I would, you know, not even call a drug. I think from a standpoint of what's safer for people and the player, certainly people in the spotlight, it is. You know, it is far less harmful than alcohol. It is far less harmful than tobacco. I think that, you know, I'm not a dry snitch. I'm not going to put a percentage on how much the league smokes, but I certainly enjoyed my fair share on a regular basis through my career.
So he was right when he said they give you a date and the league kind of looks the other way through most of it. It's amazing that there are guys that are still dopes, that they know the date they're testing and they still are doing it on that date.
Right.
But the whole idea of what the commissioner said, we got the medical people, this guy, let's stop with the medicinal crap about this. I'm not saying it doesn't help people that have pain, and we know that people are dealing with real serious stuff. It takes their mind off of it and it eases their body or whatever. We're talking about guys who want to be able to smoke it for recreational purposes.
Sure, just like alcohol.
That's right.
Because alcohol takes my worries away. So I feel better when I drink.
Exactly.
All my pain goes away and I sleep like a baby.
So what is the commissioner sitting there talking about? Well, we got the medical experts. Medical expert stuff. Treat it the same way you treat alcohol. And so if an employee shows up and he's high as a kite, you treat him the same way you would if some guy shows up to practice or to a game and he's buzzed out of his mind because he's been drinking all night. Same type of way you treat it, but you don't test them, right? We don't test them.
Well, the point is, I always thought it was funny because it was it's like they know that they can never control it, and if they test it randomly, like they did steroids or HGH, half the league would be suspended.
Sure.
So let's say, you know what?
The NBA would be suspended.
Oh, yeah. Let's not even fight this. Let's just test them once. And, oh, by the way, let's let them know.
Right.
Okay, let's give them some time to get it out of their system. And I don't even know how long it takes. A week, maybe? I have no clue.
Depends on
how long
much
it takes. Okay, so fine. Either way, let them get it out of their system. That's why when anyone got popped, it would be an internal laugh fest. Okay, about the guys that knew when they were going to get tested and they were so addicted or so stupid that they just couldn't say no for a week.
The problem is once you're in the program, I think just Josh Gordon got popped one time for having alcohol in his system. Right?
Well, he's had everything in his system.
I understand that.
Yes, one time with alcohol.
He was coming off a plane. He was on his way. And I think he was on his way to Vegas. We were like, really? Is that the place for you? But they got him or something and there was alcohol. So he was in a program. So now all of a sudden alcohol becomes an issue. Yep. That's a red flag.
Right.
But you're right. They almost sit there and say, listen, it's in our CBA. We have to test you. We tell you when we're testing you. Don't get caught. Continue to smoke. Just don't do it during this 2-week period. And you're safe. And if you still get caught, then now it's just a stupid penalty. Well, you're just being an idiot.
Yeah. And it's being decriminalized everywhere. It's being legalized in many of the states.
But they're going to use it, like you said.
Yeah. So the thing is that the league is just holding these guys up because they could simply make an edict tomorrow. I tell you what, gentlemen, all right, we're going to allow it. We're not going to test for marijuana. Here's the deal, though. If you show up high with your team could suspend you. They could fine you. All right. And by the way, if you're doing it in a state where it's still illegal, well, you're going to have to respect the laws because if you get arrested, you're on your own. Isn't it that simple? They could do this tomorrow. And yet they don't want to do it because the commissioner is making up some phony excuse about we got our medical people working on it.
We have a lot of different ways for pain management.
We're very busy, very busy. All they're doing is they're holding something over the players for that collective bargaining agreement. They're going to give that up, but they're going to get something in return. It's a joke.
The fact is that I agree with you. That is part of it. And I also think the fact that if every state where there was a football team, it was legal. I don't know how many states altogether, but out of those states where it's legal, if all the football teams were in a legal state, then I think they would be forced to deal with it sooner. Because state law is state law. You can't say, well, you know, hey, I play in I play in Kansas, you know, and it's illegal in Kansas, but it isn't in, you know, Texas, right? So there's an issue there because until everybody can smoke it freely their states.
The league doesn't tell me what laws I can adhere to and what laws I can break. For an example, there are states where you can't text and drive, where you can't be on a phone
Hold on. Okay, alcohol is legal in every state, right?
Yes.
Okay, it's easy. Alcohol is legal in every single state. They're not going to deal with any bylaws or backlashes or any other issue. I think until it is legal in every single state where there's a football team, they will not change that rule.
Okay, well, then you could turn around and flip it around to baseball. Is HGH legal in every single state?
For non-professional baseball players?
Well, you could say the same thing about marijuana. Marijuana is legal in a certain state, but not for a professional football player. It's not legal.
Well, what do you get busted by your league. What's your point?
My point is that it is legal in this country to go and walk anywhere you want and go get HGH. It is not legal if you play Major League Baseball. So, like, to your point, if every state makes marijuana legal, you know, they're just looking and say whatever until they change it in their league. Now, one is viewed more as a performance enhancer.
Yeah.
But some NFL players might sit there like Josh Gordon and say, I need to be high to play well.
there is a difference, though. I do think there is an issue with where it's legal, where it isn't legal. Because I do think part of it, and maybe they're just going to use that as an umbrella to protect themselves and use it as part of a CBA. Who the hell knows?
I think it is pretty funny when you think about it that you got a bunch of dudes at some rest home that are in their 80s that are sitting there doing HGH, and if you're a baseball player in your 20s,
I understand that because they might look, that's a performance enhancer. I understand. But that I'm just bringing up the whole point.
But it's
also something that's legal state to state that's just not illegal in your sport.
Accelerates recovery. It has
masking agents. Yep. It's everything.
The reality is, it basically is legal. Here's the sidebar. It is legal. We're just telling you guys. It's like, hey, don't smoke it within these 3 weeks of the entire year.
Right.
Okay, can you give me 21 days of sobriety? Hey, you can drink. I don't care what you do. Listen, just don't smoke pot. We're doing you guys a solid, right? So we're not testing you for it. Nobody gives a crap. Everybody knows everybody's doing it. 21 days. Can you just not? See, the point is that the guys they can't say no. They get caught. They turn it into such a big deal. The league is forced to suspend them. They don't want to.
Oh, we got to show that we're tough on pot and, you know, it's bad for you, blah, blah, blah. Kids are watching. World models.
Right. Wink, wink. I have no idea where
it's legal.
But you know right now that there are probably people in the league office that do it on weekends. I mean, there's nobody that's sitting there saying, oh, my God, we've got to stop the players from doing this. What they're doing is they're holding it over the players' heads. This is purely a negotiation ploy. That is all they're doing. And I don't care about the different states. I would simply treat it the same way you treat alcohol. And you tell the players, if you're in a state, it's on you. If you're in a state where you get caught, and right now you have to have an awful lot of quantity. You almost have to be a dealer, right, in some of those states.
Your trunk filled with it.
Exactly. Who was the Dallas Cowboy guard?
Nate Newton.
I think it was like, Nate Newton. I think Nate Newton had 350 pounds of weed in his trunk, something like that. That's a dealer.
You don't think that the states...
He's a big man.
That the states... legalizing it has something to do. Remove the CBA part of it.
Oh, yes, it changes everything.
So do you think it would be easier for the league to condone it if every state legalized it?
I apologize to Nate. It was only 213 pounds. Okay. It wasn't 350. I apologize
to Nate. They're exaggerating.
Will it be easier? Yeah. Yes, but they are absolutely going to use it and negotiate a CBA.
They're going to get something for it.
The players will give up too much.
Hey, we don't have to wear pads. Whatever you want.
It'll be money. It'll be some health plan money. It'll be something that costs
really
the league an awful lot of money.
Yeah, that really matters.
Stupid. That counts. And this thing really doesn't. But you know, if you get caught in a certain state, you break the law. You break the law, right? It's as simple as that. I mean, alcohol is allowed, but there are certain times you can't use alcohol, like behind the wheel of a car.
I don't see what the difference is. If you're willing to smoke pot and go to practice, you're just as dumb as somebody who wants to get drunk and go to practice.
I think substances are wafting.
I think people do it. I can tell you this. In my years with the Celtics, there was a player who would show up for games, and it would be a laugh every time he pulled into the Old Garden parking lot and he would open his door of his car.
Do you think
it would just reek of it?
Do you think there's nope. there, do you think
was
that,
not Chief.
Do you think
no?
there, I don't think
nope.
there's I don't think you can like there's functional football plays. I don't think you can be drunk and function on you can't be drunk and function on a football field. I'm trying can you be high and function
no.
on a football field?
I no. mean like but you're going to know it. If you're a team you're going to know it. Are you not? You're not going to realize it.
Yes, of
everybody
course.
Knows. It,
yes,
when you
smell your eyes.
Didn't you know the guys that would show
munchies.
Up and they would either be hungover because they had too much alcohol
the
or they were smoking? Everybody knew it. So your medical people, your trainers, that's what you do. And maybe you give a warning to these guys the first time, and the second time you sit there and go, "We're going to fine you.
So
we're
then
going
what
to suspend
do
you,
say? You."
Leave it up to the individual teams.
And you know the excuse you could give if you showed up to work high as hell. Hey, man, my knee was killing me, dog. I can't run those routes. My knee's swollen.
The fact that you're talking like this and you don't normally talk like this is a giveaway.
It's
a giveaway. To the phone calls. Let's go to Tim in Jupiter, Florida, our favorite place. Hello, Tim.
Hey, guys. This marijuana thing really gets me wild.
Tim, we on speakerphone, buddy?
You want any more?
Okay. Go ahead. Make it quick.
I barely hear you. That's
yeah.
all.
Yeah. So anyway, my son's been on 1,000 pharmaceuticals for mental health issues. He just switched to, marijuana, and it makes all the difference in the world. So you got people like Josh Gordon that can't play. They can't play probably because they have mental health issues. They need stuff like this. There's guys that need this stuff. You just can't let them not have it or have bogus testing. You got to support them with it.
Well, Josh Gordon has been tested for a bunch of different stuff, so he has some...
Yeah, but he might be going to opioids and things like that because, they're... Whatever, he can get them. They're all illegal. But they open up something that's more effective and legal, it makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, but we're talking with most of the players because, like anything else, there are going to be people that abuse certain, stuff. But we're talking about most of the players that are just doing it as a recreational drug on the weekends. Is that fair to say?
Fine. Yeah, so fine. Okay. What's wrong with that? It's better than alcohol.
Right. Same thing with alcohol. So there are players that probably have alcohol problems. So they have to deal with them. They have to get help with it, right?
Right. But it keeps you away from stronger drugs. If it's solving a problem with something that grows in the ground versus a pharmaceutical, it's a better path to go down for all these guys.
Yeah, maybe. I don't buy... people want to make a big deal about the medicinal purposes. They really buy it. I mean, Mikey Adams. No, I love Mikey Adams.
I'm just saying, we talk in generalities and just put everybody in the same group. Are there some out there like that? Sure. Are there others out there that abuse it and just fall on the whole, I need it, though, for mental health?
Well, that's so what they do, though, to get it.
There's some that are like, there's just both sides of it.
Yeah, my buddy Mikey Adams, our buddy Mikey Adams, we love him. He's got one of those marijuana medicinal carts that he can go.
Yeah, you don't even need those anymore.
No, you don't.
I know, but he's had one of those.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there going, Mikey, what are your issues? What are your medical issues? Come on.
Right.
I mean, most of those people do it specifically because they want to.
Anybody can get one of those carts.
Yes. If you know somebody, I'm sure you can, any doctor can. Right. You have anxiety.
I'm a doctor?
You have anxiety issues, right?
Do I need anxiety to get it?
I think you do.
Sure, I got it. I'm nervous all the time.
I think you make some of
I can't sleep at night. My shoulder's killing me. I tell you what I do use is that CBD oil, whatever that is.
What is that?
It's like basically pot in a almost like a lotion form. I know Ryan knows all about it. Ryan, you know about CBD oil. Whenever I need any pot information, I just look to Ryan and I get some information.
I'm more of a traditionalist.
Yeah, no, you rub it on your. It's like an anti-inflammatory. It actually works awesome.
What do you do?
You just smell like
it?
Pot for the next 2 hours.
Really?
I can put it on my shoulder, my knee. Yeah. I got it from a guy. I know a guy.
And what is it? What does it do?
I still
for
get
you?
My stuff on the street.
Where do you go? Tijuana? Is that where you got it?
Providence. I know a guy.
Earlier in the program, we had Alex Cora on the show. And I thought it was interesting because last night there was kind of this byplay back and forth with Marcus Stroman, the pitcher, starting pitcher.
Good stuff.
For the Toronto Blue Jays. And a lot of people thought maybe because he was speeding up his pitches that's the problem.
So what happened was Chavis, he looked out there and he stepped out of the box. It's very rare it happens in a game anymore, but sometimes you try to slow a pitcher down. You used to want to slow because they get into a rhythm. Now everybody takes 30 seconds. So he stepped out of the box. Now Stroman in his set usually has the ball behind him. puts, you know, comes set ball in his glove and throws a pitch. Well, when Chavis called timeout, he kept the ball in his glove. And the minute he stepped back in, he delivered the pitch, which, whatever. I mean, it wasn't even, to me, it wasn't even really a quick pitch. You know, we've seen guys before. I think they just played a team, I forget who it was, a reliever, who's down, you know, crouched over and goes right into delivery. It happens.
I like that.
Evaldi does it, right?
More guys would
but
do it.
Guys do it. Guys pause, you know, leg kick. Joe Kelly used to do it.
He did.
A couple leg kicks.
Yeah.
So it's not about, you know, the quick pitch. It's about, you know, Stroman's out there. You know, he has a personality, and he's out there a lot of times, and that can just rub guys the wrong way. It's just a reality.
So Corey was telling the home plate umpire, Alan Porter, that if he's going to get on our guys, get on them. You need to get on him. And he competes a certain way. People don't like it.
Oh, let me just listen from Alan.
Well, hold on. Stroman got all pissed off about it, went to Twitter, and basically implied that Alex Cora is mad at him for playing for Team USA and not the Puerto Rican team in the WBC that he managed. So here's Cora.
He's a Stro show, you know. He's on the mound, and he has his antics, and he gets under people's skins, and all of a sudden he pitches six innings. I was with the Astros, and people from the dugout were screaming at him. I'm with the Red Sox, and people from the dugout screaming at him. It's part of it, you know. And I said he competes a certain way. Some people like it, and some people don't. But as you guys know, in the media, there's always somebody writing the headline, and those are the ones that get you in trouble. Thank you again to the guy that wrote the headline, and now there's something going on here in Toronto.
Yeah, so it's...
So it's a story up there.
It's just the reality, you know. I mean, it's no big deal. We talk about bringing personality to game and flair. So a guy hits a home run, like Tim Anderson, shows a bunch of flair, right? Flips his bat back there, and it's great.
Yeah, I like it.
But that doesn't mean everybody likes it, especially the pitcher that gave it up. And up he's, we're not having fun. No. To me, what's fun is drilling a guy in the hip next at bat. Now we're having fun.
Yeah.
Now we're partying.
It's part of the
game.
You
know, like Eck would say.
Yeah.
It is. And it's
unwritten rule.
But it's just everything. A guy strikes a guy out. Like, what's his name? Who's the closer with shooting the bow and arrows?
Oh, Rodney.
Fernando Rodney. Yeah. I didn't like that. You know what I mean? So some people do like that. Whatever. If you do stuff on the field, like when Eck used to pitch and point to the guy after he struck him out, and that was just Eck being Eck. But not everyone has to like it. So I'm sure there's a lot of people that didn't like Eck for doing that. They don't like Rodney for shooting an arrow. They don't like Tim Anderson for throwing the bat. So what's the big deal? They don't like his antics on the mound. So Chris Sale yells at him. He's yelling at Chavis. I don't know if Chavis said anything. Sale's yelling at him. So first, it's all just blown out of proportion. Who cares? It's good. It's entertaining. It's fun.
You know what was entertaining? Cora actually reacting to Stroman coming out and saying that Cora's pissed off at him because he didn't play on Cora's Puerto Rican team.
I wasn't actually complaining about the quick pitch, and I was actually telling the umpire because Stroman goes to Chavis and he talks to him, and then somebody from the dugout screams at Stroman, and Alan Porter right away jumps on our guy. I was actually screaming at the umpire, but, you know, if people want to feel like I was screaming at Stroman and that's a story, so be it, you know. I don't have anything against the kid. I think he even tweeted that I'm still mad that he didn't pitch for Team Puerto Rico on the WBC.
Yeah.
Dude, I had the best time in my life with that team, and he wasn't part of it. That was probably my highlight of my career. Yeah.
That's a dig. That's a dig right there.
Yeah, and I think it was more of the comments after the game from Alex. You know, when he says he was yelling at Porter. So it's one of those things where he's chirping at Chavis, so Sale yells at him from the dugout, and Porter comes and tells Sale to shut up. And I think that's where Alex is like, well, why don't you tell him to shut up? Why are you getting on my guy? Why don't you tell him to not stop talking to Chavis running down at first, right? So, whatever. I just think it's all good.
Stroman,
it sure as hell wasn't about the quick pitch.
No, I want more of that.
I do too. Baseball needs more of that.
They don't have anyone who's willing to put their balls out there on the line. Like Stroman's one of them. Chris Sale is one of them because obviously that's his personality. But because this is the TV version of it, and so you can take a listen to this.
Hey, Chris, stop.
Alan Porter.
Well, now the home plate umpire, Alan Porter, is talking with Alex Cora. And the third base umpire, Mark Wegner, came over to talk with Stroman.
So that was Porter yelling at Chris Sale to shut up.
That's what Alex is talking about.
Okay, because what was Chris Sale saying to Stroman?
Hey, hey, hey! Chris! Chris! Stop!
From the sounds of it, right? Like, Chavis is kind of, you know, whatever.
He's a rookie.
Right? Yeah. So, he quick pitches him, whatever. It's no big deal. But I just personally don't think it was a quick pitch. And I don't know, maybe he looked at him running down to first base. Oh, when he got to first base.
How dare he?
So, I have no idea. Maybe he yapped at him. Maybe he started talking trash to Stroman. So, Stroman... But it sounds like Stroman said something to Chavis. So Sale's reacting to that. And he goes and tells Chris, hey, hey, Chris, enough, enough.
I'm telling you.
Chris!
It's fine.
We need more of it. We need the guys mic'd up so that we can hear the interaction back and forth.
No, I think it's good.
It's exactly what baseball needs. Baseball needs the personalities. They need people bitching, screaming at each other.
And Stroman
That's
is
what
one.
They need. Yes.
Yeah, he but he shows a lot of emotion.
Out of how many? First of all, he's good enough to back it up,
yeah,
which is one thing.
Yeah, does it lead to anything? No, because nobody really is involved. Who was involved? Chavis? I don't know. Maybe Stroman feels like Chavis looked at him the wrong way. I mean, I don't think the Red Sox start anything. Aaron Sanchez is on the mound. Pretty good pitcher. If he puts one in Chavis's hip, I think you got the right guy in the mound to react. I think Porcello's got a set. So, but I don't think the Red Sox, who are they going to, what are they going to do? Are they going to do something about this? Are they going to hit somebody? Stroman's in the dugout. But Chavis is the only one involved, so if Sanchez does something with Chavis and knocks him down, then now you might have a little something here tonight.
I think they need more of it. Baseball needs to liven up the game. That's why the bat flipping, more of it. Flip the bats all you want.
But it's just like a touchdown celebration. Some guys would do it and make a mockery of it and be idiots. But I would say the majority of guys wouldn't even do it.
Well, the problem is the mentality within the game. And it's been a game that is based on tradition. Everybody talks about tradition, right? So people sit there and say, you're not classy if you do something like that. I'm sorry, Lou. The game needs it. You saw how few people were sitting there in Toronto, and it wasn't just yesterday. It was Monday with a holiday.
Quit boring, everyone.
The big story on Monday up in Toronto, and the manager's answering questions about this, and the general manager answering questions about this before the game yesterday, is why they sat Vladdy Guerrero Jr. on Monday on a holiday when you wanted to fill the seats, because apparently he's the attraction right now.
Well, the GM
Everybody
spoke
wants
about
to see
it the next day.
Yes.
The GM actually came out and said, I wish I talked to Charlie about it.
Yes, the manager. Yes.
Ahead of time, Montoya, the manager. Right. Now he's like, he still makes the lineup, but you know, maybe I should have talked to him about the importance of the day. So, yeah, it was a big to-do up there.
So people didn't show up. They had like 13,000 people or whatever. That's what it looked like. And that's a city, by the way, that has been great at drawing baseball fans. They used to draw over 4 million. Now, granted, you're not going to do that with that freaking team right now, and they're tanking. And they can't hit, though they did yesterday. But that's a big story up there in Canada. Your prized minor league guy that you just brought up did not play in that game, and so people stayed away from the ballpark? Are you kidding me? That's what the league needs, some more controversy. They need more of that stuff. They need
steroids.
More of guys going at each other.
Steroids.
That's what they're doing.
So if you had an opportunity to pull up any photos of Queen Victoria,
she was not in the Miss Universe contest.
Queen Victoria Joe. Day, big day
so
up in Canada.
I saw this tweet from Pete Abraham.
Uh-oh, Pete Abe's.
So J.D. Martinez not in the lineup again.
Sick.
Remember yesterday he was sick.
Yep.
Apparently, according to Pete Abraham.
Hi, Peter Abraham from the Globe.
J.D. Martinez now has a sore back, and he might not play tomorrow either.
Oh, so this is not sick. This is a physical
issue. And he had back spasms there a while ago, and this goes to all those people that want him to play left field.
Yeah. Ooh, my back.
So you put him in left field, and you're going to get 100 games from him. I'm convinced of it. Like, it's just you can't put him in left. Well, the outfield, anywhere. He's got a DH. Got to keep him up.
I'll tell you what, that is not a good sign.
No.
If it's a back injury and you're looking at the schedule that you have over the next 3 or 4 weeks.
Well, that's why I don't think he plays. I think you try to get him ready for Friday night against Houston.
For Houston.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the schedule is just a killer over the next 20 or 30 days, and he makes a huge difference, as we know.
And apparently Ryan Weber will start tomorrow.
Oh, good. There you go.
So when Alex told us it depends on the game tonight, apparently not. Because Bradford had it as well, so he told Ryan Weber will start.
So Cora lied to us today. Why don't you go at him next week?
He had a bad day today. He was all over us today.
He was all over the big fellow.
Yeah, nice question, Christian.
Hey, listen, every now and then you take one for the team.
I love it. I love it, though. Christian says, hey, Lou gave me the question.
Hey, if I'm going down, I'm saying, hey, Wolfpack.
Lone Wolf there, boy.
His voice is breaking in.
Lone Wolf.
It was Lou, Alex. I wouldn't ask you a question like that.
Caliento.
What has been your hardest decision to make?
That was a good one.
You all right? We don't want to lose you here. I thought we were going to lose him right there. He's coughing away.
Was he coughing?
We've got the code word for the Milton's promotion. It's coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the Radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on WEEI. It's time for Out of Context Quotes from Glenn Ordway. Here's Glenn.
Because you were too cheap to go and pay the second whore.
Oh, God.
What was I talking about at that time?
I just worry love about the fact that we don't even know.
Can we do this?
We want to put it in context.
You know how many?
I
think that'd be perfect. The way we did the Rocky contest in the last hour, why don't we take them out of context and then you guys have to fill in what the context was?
Can I get that one again?
Because you were too cheap to go and pay the second whore.
My favorite part of that is you could hear banging the table for emphasis.
You know what that was?
Because you were too cheap to go and pay the second whore.
I know what that was.
What was that?
That was your boy, the Super Bowl, who got arrested because he didn't want to pay the girls.
Warren Sapp.
That's what it was.
See, that's
am I right?
Yeah.
I'm having a day.
Hold on.
Yeah.
That's perfectly right there. If you put it in context, I was mild.
We want to take it out of context. It's
not the
much
way to
more
do
fun.
It. It's not fair.
No, it's much better.
That's not fair.
No, but I like the follow-up game. When did he say it? What was he talking about?
Here, I'll tell you what. Okay.
I like the follow-up game.
So I put the Rocky segment together. Go ahead and put the Out of Context segment together. Okay, we'll see how long that takes. He's going to tell Ryan.
What are you talking about? I've already scheduled it. June 14th. We'll put it right on the schedule. By the way, the owners meeting today, NFL owners meeting today, they did vote on a couple of rules. The NFL didn't vote on that overtime rule.
No.
And apparently, you know, some people are pissed off. That would screw it up with the Patriots.
Oh,
now, the pass interference.
You're going to piss me off. I know where you're going.
The pass interference one, they're going to give the coaches the opportunity to review it in the last 2 minutes. But here's the one that makes no sense. And Aaron Rodgers is probably thrilled, even more thrilled than he was yesterday about Game of Thrones, though he was ripping the crap out of the ending.
He didn't like the
ending. He didn't like the ending. Of course, he was in it.
Yeah.
Got burnt to death or whatever.
He blew up. A dragon set you on fire.
He could. That's pretty much what happens to this NFL career, isn't it? That's been happening the last couple of years. But the Hail Mary, they can do whatever you want. You can't review it. When's more likely to happen in the last minute, seconds of a game? A pass interference on a Hail Mary or a pass interference on a simple go route?
Typical NFL.
I don't want them to review pass interference on a Hail Mary, though.
Why?
Because there's pass interference on every single one of them.
That's correct.
Exactly.
So you can cheat.
Maybe the odds of you completing it are a little bit better.
So you're just going to throw a Hail Mary. There's going to be a penalty, and it's first and goal with a second to go.
But Lou, I hear what you're saying, but okay, it is a football play. There is time left on the clock. It's basically a pass with prevent defense. So why would they be allowed to jam Gronk 20 yards down the line, Julian Edelman, hold him, grab him, hold his arm so he can't catch the ball? Like, that to me is 100% unfair. Okay, you want to guard the play? Just don't pass interference him. Don't grab him. Don't tackle him to the ground. You can still defend the play. It is still 4-on-1. To me, you're making it more of an opportunity for you to actually complete that play. Let's make it easier for an onside kick, too. Let those guys sit back a little bit longer or give them a head start. But And that's typical NFL. So on one hand, you do what's right. You put the power of the review in the coach's hands, right? Forget about the refs. Forget about the replay booth out in New York or New Jersey. You say, hey, coaches, if you think this is an important play and you want to take time out, we're going to put the burden on you to determine what's important and what's not. Don't, hey, listen, we're out of it. It's on you, man. And then, therefore, you can't blame us. You blame yourself. Hey, you didn't challenge it. Hey, you did challenge it and you lost. But why not continue with the Hail Mary
makes
play?
No sense.
It is a play.
You're basically telling the players, go out there and interfere. Do whatever you want. Right. That's what you're telling them to do.
It's so stupid. It's because hold on. They can't define it. I'll define it for you.
They can't define it.
1 second left on the clock. Five people are going to go out for a pass, just like they would if it was first down with, 8 minutes left on the clock. They're trying to catch it. The other guys are trying to defend it. They can't hold and cheat. How about that? Just determine. You don't have to define what a Hail Mary pass is. Yeah. It's just a play.
It's just the biggest problem with as we've seen with instant replay, is telling us which plays are reviewable and which plays aren't. We've seen it in the NHL now. It's ridiculous, right? The hand pass, the puck to hit the net. In the NFL, what is wrong with just saying everything is reviewable? You get two. You choose. Everything is reviewable. Like, just in hockey, everything is reviewable. Like, I don't understand. Once you open up the can of worms, aren't we just trying to get the plays right? So if that's the case, that's the idea. We're not saying the coaches have unlimited challenges. If you use your two challenges in the first half and you supposedly get, screwed in the second half, well, then you screwed up, didn't you? You're the one that messed up, didn't you? So everything should be reviewed. Once you have review in sports, review everything.
I think the biggest problem they're going to have in this pass interference of being able to review it in the last 2 minutes, the biggest problem they're going to have is we're going to see the review. Then we're going to see it's overturned or it's not overturned. And we're going to sit there and say, what the hell are they talking about? That wasn't pass interference. Because I don't think these officials are consistent in the way they call it to begin with. How many times have you seen it called? And then you see the video replay and say, what are we talking about here? Where's that pass interference? So I think they don't understand specifically what pass interference
is.
Okay,
well, so fine. But I would say, on Hail Mary passes, I feel like it's really easy.
It's very easy. Everybody does it.
There's contact as guys run down the field,
yep, but,
which is never called, which is if this was a second quarter play, with 8 minutes left, they would call contact. They would call defensive holding. They don't call it on a pass on a Hail Mary play. Why should that play be treated any differently? Because it's a last second desperation type play, and people are doing desperate things. Oh, like a holding. Like hitting before the ball is thrown.
You got nothing to lose.
You just give them a free pass. It just doesn't make any sense. I'm sorry, whatever. Debate me all you want on it. This play should not be considered any differently than any other play.
It is a free for all.
So was every play.
Yeah.
Basically, controlled chaos. This one is just a little bit more desperate because people are freaking out about the clock. A catch could win the game.
But I'm saying they're allowing it to be more of a free for all than anything else.
It's freaking Mad Max out there. It's beyond Thunderdome.
Yeah, you can't do just a quick little 10-yard out. You can't do to the wide receiver what you do to him in a Hail Mary. That's just known.
Okay, let's say there's 10 seconds left on the
clock. I guarantee if you go back and look at the last 10 Hail Marys,
yes,
you would sit there and say there's a penalty on each and
every single one.
Yes. One of them.
Okay, yes. 10 seconds left on the clock.
So you can't allow it to happen.
You want to get closer to the goal line, okay? So you run a quick out. If there was contact on the outside receiver running the dig route or the out route to the sideline, they would call pass interference or defensive holding. They would call it. Okay, first and goal, that's spot foul, whatever. Now you're going to just heave it into the end zone.
Well, I'll give you, yeah.
You're closer. Okay, now you all know there's only 1 second left. The refs don't want to make the play end on a penalty, so their hands are in their pockets. The defensive players, they know they can do whatever they want because they know that refs' hands are in their pocket, and nobody wants to be called for ending the play with a penalty or giving the offense first and goal at the one with no time left on the clock. You get one play. Now it's easier. We'll just run it. So, but treat it like a normal play.
Well, to your point, if they were to do something like that, you would see more Hail Marys, not just from the 40. Just for example, 20 seconds to go. You have no timeouts left. You're on your own 20. Chuck it as far as you can. Maybe you're at their 30 and there's the penalty. Now you kick a field goal and win the game, Right? It's the, right now, the Hail Mary is to throw it to the end zone to score a touchdown because you have no time left. If you're starting to call penalties on Hail Marys, you will see guys at their own 20 chucking it as far as they can, and there's a pass interference on your 27, and now we kick a field goal to win.
But there's also the risk that you throw an interception, or you get sacked, and there's a fumble because you're waiting too long. It works both ways, but the fact that just because this play is labeled a Hail Mary and there's no time and there's 1 second left on the clock, you're going to ref it different. It makes no sense. Just because it's like the Oklahoma drill. Oh, it's so archaic. It's bad things. Oh, it means Junction,
you know,
Glenn, boys.
Figured it out. It sounds like a guy that used to go out in a few Hail Marys himself. They used to get pulled and dragged.
Well, I've done both. Is it not true, though? Why would you treat it any
differently?
It's
the one free-for-all. You can get away with anything you want.
Yeah, and everybody knows
it. The one playing football, you can get away with anything you want.
But it's like everybody agrees that the rules don't matter. I would say it's relatively the same on a last-second play inside the five on a pass being thrown. A lot of those jump ball plays that you see in the Super Bowl, the defensive back is completely holding on to the receiver. They don't call it. They don't call it.
But why?
They don't want to throw a flag on the last play of the Super Bowl.
But you already said it. When you talk about the Oklahoma drill, the only thing the National Football League is concerned about is people talking about them, people pressuring them right now because it's such a violent game. So they're going to appease those people by basically saying, we're going to eliminate these drills. Well, they're doing the exact same thing in this rule change. They're cleaning up what happened in New Orleans in the last seconds of the NFC Championship.
They overdo everything.
So here's what will happen. Next year, you're right, Christian. We will have a controversy at the end of a big playoff game on a Hail Mary play, and that's when the NFL will decide we need to change that as well. That's all they do.
Yeah, they react.
They contain the fire in one room. They never put it out in the entire house. That's what they do. That's how they operate. They are overreacting right now to what happened in New Orleans, because they know they can't go into the season next year with the possibility that they get a game like that at the end.
That was a disaster. As irritating as it is, it's brilliant.
Brilliant how?
We're just going to be talking about it, discussing it, debating it. There'll be issues. It'll come up. It'll be a travesty. Someone will be pissed off. Someone will lose a game, and they'll just continue to grow, and people will continue to be interested in it, because this is part of the NFL now, these controversies every single year. I almost feel like they do it on purpose.
Well, maybe they do. I don't know. But the NFL is good at this stuff. That's why we've already talked about it. Don't they need a draft lottery? You can have draft lottery night, right?
Yes.
You can have weed night at NFL games where the fans
can
show up.
The one night it's legal.
Right? The one night it's legal.
It's like the purge. Everyone can get high as hell, and no one's going to get tested for it. No one's going to get punished for it.
Yeah, and they're all excited because they've set up the draft now in Kansas City, and where's it going next year? Cleveland.
But
Cleveland,
they do not.
Vegas.
I wish we would have done this. They do not have a 2022 site.
Vegas
next year. Cleveland the year after that. Nothing for 2022.
Cleveland!
Kansas City for 2023.
So why would you skip a year and already line
no
up
idea.
Kansas City? What are they doing? Somebody got a new stadium? Somebody got a new facility?
LA? I got an idea.
What's that?
They want to do the draft overseas because they're always trying to expand. They're trying to set it up to do it at Wembley.
Vegas is going to be insane.
Is that possible?
Vegas would be good.
They want to do it.
Can you imagine?
So you want to hear in Boston. You want to hear
in
Boston.
Well, I just figured, like, you're never going to get the Super Bowl. Why wouldn't you try to get the draft? And if you had the draft, where would you put it? You're not putting it at Gillette. That would be boring.
Fenway.
That's not a con.
No,
you
go
put
to Boston.
It at freaking Fenway Park.
You would put it like a stage, like they do for concerts out there in center field, and you put it at Fenway Park.
Well, these other cities are putting it right out on public streets. They're blocking off streets. That's what they're doing.
But there's no cover in case it does rain. You're screwed. Like, what was it? Was it Philly? That was like the perfect
thing. Nashville, they had rain.
But it rained in Nashville the first day.
But Philly was like perfect.
But that was on the streets, wasn't it?
It was.
That wasn't at a stadium.
Indoors at one part of
at
it.
At one
was
end
indoors.
Of it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Fenway, I don't know if you can do it.
It's the NFL. They can do all of this stuff.
They can do anything
they
want. They're the NFL. They should have it. The Crafts should try to get the draft. I don't know. It's amazing that with everything they've accomplished, so the one city, maybe they just don't need it. Maybe they don't want the hassle. There's too many parades. Maybe they want to save their money. I don't know if they have a venue big enough. Because in Nashville was like, you know, I don't know, a million people, 600,000 people, something insane. If you had it at Fenway Park, you have the floor, you'll have the stands.
Yeah, you don't
and
have
then what, that'll be it. Where else are you going to go? I guess they'll bleed into something.
Oh, iconic
build a
Fenway
huge
Park.
Stage at, on the Common.
They do it in the streets. They do it in the streets.
Some
that's
sort of
how they do
it. They have a band playing in the Common, and the actual draft, guys have to come out of the dugout. Do something like that.
So hold on. What happens if you're? It's the second round and you're still sitting in the bullpen and right.
Yeah, that's
field.
It. That, you got to take the bullpen cart. All these different things you can
drive
do.
You up.
This hour has been brought to you by Golfers Warehouse. We're going to test the big fella over here on a little St. Louis Blues rosters. We're going to do that coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're back with more Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI. Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast.
I think the show's been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
I'll let it go.
I'm letting you go. Good.
Last Call.
I don't thrill about the end of it.
Our very, very best, you know, we've saved for last.
Heads down, that stretch may come.
Where's he gonna f***ing end?
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier.
It's all brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate your car, help a child today. Schedule your free pickup, 877-CARS-4-KIDS or at carsforkids.com. Well, you know the Big Lug has become a hockey guy. He knows hockey inside and out. It's the Bruins against the St. Louis Blues on Monday, so we thought we'd throw a couple names at him. And you tell us, Christian, is this a member of the St. Louis Blues? Crap. Or is this a U.S. senator?
Want to have a man-to-man hockey contest?
Ooh. So let's do it. I'll make
okay, first of all, I was not even prepped on this at all.
That's even better. Okay.
That's even better. Is it a...
Let me get you off in the right
foot. As opposed to what? The Rocky bit that was fixed?
Yeah. Something I'm good at.
What are you talking about?
Let me get you off in the right foot. Ready?
All right, go ahead.
Vladimir Tarasenko.
That's a blue.
Very good.
That one's easy. Hold on. The name alone kind of gives it away.
How about this one?
Okay. So wait, is U.S. senator, you say?
Yes.
You're a U.S. senator.
Okay.
Or St. Louis.
Right, come
on. Ryan O'Reilly.
Senator.
Wrong.
Sounds like a good Irish name, right? Senator from Massachusetts.
He's the center.
Senator O'Reilly.
He's the center on the second line. By the way.
Two knocks in your head.
By the way, he's a good player. Yeah. You want to watch him in this series? He's a good player.
Real good.
How about this one? It's good.
The Kennedy.
How about Jaden Schwartz?
Blue.
Very good. You almost went senator.
I know. I took my notes away.
He's had two hat tricks now.
Two hat tricks in the last series.
Go ahead. Throw one out.
Martin Heinrich.
Blue.
Senator.
Wrong.
New Mexico.
New Mexico senator.
This is messed up. This is messed up.
Give me an easy one. Pat Maroon.
Easy. Senator.
They interviewed him after the game last night.
He's a terrific player.
You watched that game?
Christian, we're giving you the good. We're giving you the good players.
Hold on, wait a second.
Stiff. He's a good player.
Hold on. Wait a second. The game isn't until Monday.
You have time to prep.
Okay, no, I've been doing other stuff.
Give
like the Rocky Challenge.
All right. So on Monday night, will you be watching Tim Kaine or not? Tim Kaine.
I will not be watching him.
Correct.
Yes.
Virginia.
You know what he's saying?
It was like,
maybe Chicago.
I'm basing this all on the last names. Because, you know, they're all foreigners, playing hockey.
Yeah. All foreigners that play hockey. Tyler Bozak.
Nah, he's a blue.
You knew that.
How about Robert Thomas?
Ooh.
He's a senator from Arkansas.
No, he's not. He's a young kid.
Have I gotten at least 50% right?
No.
Yeah, about maybe.
You're in summer school.
I have a 50% chance every time.
I guess so.
Give me one more.
Rick Scott.
Okay. Oh, Rick, definitely blue.
Definitely not. He's a senator out of Florida. He's the former governor of Florida.
He's the senator of the power play. Yes, first unit.
Good times. Hey, everybody's having a great time.
Go back to Rocky.
Yeah, really.
Should have done that with every single one of these.
So tomorrow, big day tomorrow. Big day tomorrow. Okay, I officially take over the most highly rated segment on every
single show at
WEEI. Christian calls it. Oh, I have hijacked this show because you guys weren't contributing. So
that's right.
Tomorrow's topic.
Yes.
Okay. Right. And Tyler's going to tweet it out.
Right.
You don't need to vote. We're done with the voting. Okay. I'm just doing it.
Right.
People who work out on vacation.
Right?
Really?
You can't say
you
that
can't
word.
Say that word. He's got to bleep you out. Now. Oh,
you bleep it out? Well, we went over it. Wait, did you get it? Did you get it? What do you know?
He's out of delay right now. We're going into a live red
side. Oh, Jesus.
It all off. Oh, it's highly rated. Right.
So what would you call the people when they're not on vacation?
Out of all the times.
How about the people that are not on vacation that are not working out? This hour has been brought to you by Golfers Warehouse. We'll be on after the game tomorrow. We're out of here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.